Recently published maps of submerged seagrasses along North Carolina's coast give scientists an idea of the density of habitat and a baseline for measuring changes in the ecosystem. Jared Brumbaugh has more.
Aerial images collected from 2012 through 2014, along with boat-based surveys, were used to map the location of submerged aquatic vegetation along nearshore waters of the Outer Banks and Sounds. Seagrasses help decrease shoreline erosion, improve water quality, and provide habitat for many fish and wildlife species. Director of the Albemarle-Pamlico National Estuary Partnership, Bill Crowell, says the information will help scientists determine if submerged seagrass habitat is growing or declining.
The extent increasing or decreasing is real important. Seagrasses are an indicator species for us to tell us how the overall system is doing. If we have a lot of grass, we know that the water quality is pretty good.
Crowell says researchers can begin comparing the updated map with previous imagery from 2006 to 2008 to determine how the density of submerged seagrass has changed over several years. This summer, state and federal partners took aerial photos and completed boat-based surveys to gather data for a third map. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.